Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, May 24th. I'm Trini Nuri for the Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks turned lower this morning and a sell-off in tech stocks deepened as investors worry about the outlook for economic growth. By late morning, the Dow was down more than 430 points, or about 1.4%. The S&P 500 had fallen 2.2%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ had slid 3.4%. The gold rush for drug makers that make COVID-19 vaccines and treatments may be over, as demand plateaus and supply remains high in many countries. Merck and Johnson & Johnson are among the companies cutting sales expectations for pandemic products this year. Analysts are also lowering sales estimates for Pfizer's antiviral drug Paxlovid, and drug sale forecasts have dropped, partly because many people are vaccinated. And voters in Alabama, Arkansas, and Georgia are heading to the polls today in the latest round of primary elections. A number of prominent races pit candidates who've gotten former President Donald Trump's endorsement against those who haven't, in what could be a key test of the former president's appeal within the GOP. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.